Lena Neal, thank you so much for joining me on Game Changer. It seems absolutely incredible to me that you can be at the top level of two sports, cricket and field hockey for you. And in 2011, you made your senior international cricket debut at just 13 years of age. What was it like being a kid on the world stage like that?
It was wild. Like it definitely was unusual for a 13-year-old to experience. And it probably made me have to sort of grow up a bit quicker, because you're obviously in a team with adults playing serious sport. But yeah, I mean, I loved it. Thankfully, I have very supportive parents. So, you know, they had to be very involved, like at that stage, because obviously I was still a kid. So yeah, I mean, I loved it. Amazing experience, and certainly an unusual sort of childhood in that regard in my teenage years.
When it wasn't cricket, it was field hockey. And I just want to know, number one, when did you make that transition to hockey? And also, when did you start playing hockey in the first place? How did that come about?
So I started playing hockey when I was about 9, maybe. When I was younger, we lived around the world a bit. It's my dad's job. I was born in England. Then we moved to the USA. Then we moved to Vienna in Austria. And then we came back here. And when we came back here, I started playing hockey in primary school. So I always loved it. Always loved playing. And I kind of, you know, I kept them both up, along with some other sports, all the way through secondary school as well. So yeah, I suppose I got used to balancing the two, and I think they complemented each other for a while. But, you know, ultimately I couldn't keep them both up in the end.
For people who don't know a lot about cricket and hockey, are they similar sports? That probably comes across as a really silly question, but either they are similar or you are just amazingly brilliant at two completely polar opposite things, which is also very, very impressive.
It's definitely not the latter anyway. Yeah, I mean, I think they are in a way, because they're, you know, largely hand-eye coordination. And I suppose that's probably my strength. So, you know, they're very much, you know, a small ball and, you know, then a stick as well. And you have to have good hand-eye. I think they're similar, and they're not similar in that, like, obviously they're entirely different games in terms of rules and pace and everything. But in terms of that hand-eye coordination aspect, you know, there's quite a lot of overlap. And I think probably, you know, my hockey, the way I play and even the position I play and the things I do, you know, I rely on that hand-eye coordination aspect quite heavily. I'm not blessed with athleticism. So, yeah. That's really what I use in my hockey game. So I think I definitely learned that, you know, from cricket.
What are some of your proudest moments, in your opinion, from your career so far? I know you got your 150th international cap this summer, which must have been absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I think that was a big moment for me. Yeah, definitely. I think when you're on zero caps, you can't imagine what it would be like to have played, you know, that many games. So yeah, I think to get that was really cool. And, you know, certainly kind of in the last 2-3 years, I've, you know, questioned, you know, can I keep going? Like, does my body have it in me do I have it in me? And so it was nice to, you know, probably get to a number that I thought I wasn't sure if I'd get there at one stage. So that was really cool. But I think, you know, qualifying for the Olympic Games and going to an Olympic Games was special. It was a dream come true for me, and something I've wanted to do since I was very, very little. I suppose, you know, another big thing kind of in my career was the World Cup in 2018 when we won a silver medal. So that was definitely on par with the Olympics, and that was just like an amazing moment. And so World Cups are a really big deal in our sport, and they're every 4 years as well. So the next one will be in 2026.
What would you say to someone who is thinking about starting hockey or cricket? Indeed, they are relatively more niche in Ireland, it must be said, sports wise. But what would you say to encourage them to start them?
Well, I'd say they are huge global games for a reason, because they're great sports. So, you know, so many people love them, and that's because they're amazing games to play. They're great games to watch. And, You know, it's just growing and growing and growing in Ireland. Like hockey is, you know, I think quite a big game in Ireland, and I suppose it's different in different parts of the country, but just go for it. I mean, I do love all sports. I've played everything, but there is a reason that I've kind of stuck with those two, and that's because I think they are so much fun. They're so much fun. So just do it. Just do it.
iRadio's Game Changers
is an initiative funded through the Sound and Vision Scheme with Cumasú na mBan with a television license fee.